العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
اور بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Dearest Islamic brothers, the incident of Karbala is very tragic. There are too many complications. Looking at all these things, as I said, these things are very complicated. So any Muslim who is balanced is a real Muslim. We love Ahl-e Bayt, therefore Sunnis are successful. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like this we have made you a balanced ummat. Let me give you one beautiful example how you should relate to Ahl-e Bayt and to Sahaba. Again, keep in mind, balance is very important. You lose the balance, you are destroyed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Ahl-e Bayt, مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ فِيكُمْ كَسَفِينَةِ نُوحٍ مَنْ رَكَبَهَا نَجَا وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا هَلَكَ. Beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, very famous, many muhaddithin have reported. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the example of my Ahl-e Bayt in you is like the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Whoever sat in it succeeded. Whoever stayed behind, mean he did not sit, halaka, he is destroyed. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, every Sunni is riding in the boat of the love of Ahl-e Bayt. This is what it means, you know, you should ride in that boat. You should sit in that ark and in that ship. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought balance. Because these days people believe you can only love someone if you hate others. So where is the balance? Balance is with us, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. What a beautiful saying of my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, ashabi. He uses the word which is plural, And then he relates the word to himself, it becomes ashabi, mean my sahaba. How many sahaba did he mean here? Did he mean some or all? This is jama kasrat according to the terminology of sarf and nahav, which is the Arabic grammar, you know, that we study in alim course. It's called jama kasrat. This gives the meaning of istighraq, mean it covers each and every member of this plural. Even if a person came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the sight of iman for a split second and then immediately he died, he is a sahabi and he is included in this. Ashabi kan nujum. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say ba'du ashabi kan nujum, that some of my sahaba are like stars. He said all of them are shining stars. Najm is the shining star. Nujum is the plural of najm. All my sahaba. Bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. 124,000 more or less sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you a clear guarantee of guidance and hidayat that whichever of them, why that great guarantee is given, the reason is that sahaba are those people who have learnt their Islam from the founder of Islam. They have learnt their Islam from the personality who has founded the deen of Islam, our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore they cannot be misguided and they will never misguide any person. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that guarantee, bi ayyihim ittadaytum ittadaytum, whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. Keep in mind that no sahabi is misguided. No sahabi is a sinner. Every sahabi is a muttaqi. Whether that sahabi is alim or not alim, lives in Medina or Makkah, or he lives in a village, whether he spends days and nights with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or only had one chance in his life, they all are muttaqeen, they all are saliheen. They all are forgiven and they all are categorical jannatis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَكُلَّنْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised husna with all sahaba. Again the word kul is used. And I think most of you know what kul means. Kul means all. Wa kullam wa'ad Allah. Allah has made promise with all of them. Promise of what al-husna. What al-husna means. The mufassireen, the commentators of Quran have said that al-husna means al-jannah. Which means that Allah has promised jannat with each and every sahabi. So as a Muslim you have to believe that every sahabi is jannati. So they all are jannati. So ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. These are two ahadith. You must have heard them before. But now, if you look at both the ahadith and try to figure out, is there any kind of relationship between these two ahadith? And the ulama ikram, the scholars of hadith, they went deeper and they said, yes, there is a great relationship between these two ahadith, and that's the balance that I'm talking about. Ship. Example of Ahle Bayt is like ship. An example of Sahaba is like stars. So what is the relationship between the ship and the stars? Maybe a lot of youngsters might not know, because They know that ships are computerized. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give the example of computer. Because when he gave the example, there was no computer. This doesn't mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know about computer. He is, that's the Sunni Aqeedah. Alime ma kana wa ma yakunu. He is knower of all those things which have happened and which will happen. And which has happened and which will happen is limited. Because they are in the record. They are in the tablet. And that can come in the record is limited. And how much is Allah's knowledge? Unlimited. Alhamdulillah, Sunni Aqeedah is based on logic and on balance and on sound proofs from Quran and Hadith. Okay, now, those who don't know that how in olden days ships used to move, let me explain that people used to look at the stars. And they would, the captain of the ship would study that science. That this is how you should find out direction. This star must be on this side and that star must be on that side. And then you know that whether you are going to east, to west, to north, to south, or which direction, and you are going to that city or that country, it would be in this direction. So you keep on moving, and you will reach your destination. Yeah, that was the style to travel in the sea. Now imagine, there is a person that, he says, I will sit in the boat, but I will not take guidance from the stars. Boat is good enough for me. So, you know, when you go little far in the sea and you can't see any city around you, then everywhere you see water, nothing else. And you don't want to take guidance and your ship is not computerized like today. So what will happen? You'll keep on moving, circling in the ocean, your fuel is exhausted, your food is exhausted, your power is exhausted. And what is the end result? Destruction. Okay, this is for that person who says, no, ship is good. I'll stay in touch with the ship, but not the stars. And now you have another person who says, no, I don't want to sit in the ship. I will look at the stars and I will travel in the sea. You know that he will drown. Either way, person will die, he will be destroyed. But now there is a balanced person. There is a sane person. There is an intelligent person. There is a Sunni person. He says, I will sit in the boat and I will look towards the stars for guidance. He will reach his destination and his ship will go to Bareilly Sharif, from there to Ajmer Sharif, from there to Baghdad Sharif, and from there to Madinatul Munawwara, and he will reach his destination because he loves Ahle Bayt and he loves Sahaba. That's why Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts it very beautifully. He says, Ahle Sunnat ka hai beda paar. Beda paar. When your ship reaches its destination, you say in Urdu, beda paar ho gaya. But when you achieve something, you become successful, then this term is used, you know, beda paar ho gaya. So Ala Hazrat says, Ahle Sunnat ka hai beda paar. Why? Then he gives the reason. کہ اصحابِ رسول نجم ہیں اصحابِ رسول نجم ہیں they are the shining stars اور ناؤ ہے اطرت رسول اللہ کی and the Ahl-e Bayt and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ship, is the boat. Who is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? He is the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is Hazrat Umar? He is the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because his daughter, our mother, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the wife of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is Hazrat Usman Ghani? He is the son-in-law of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not once but twice, when one daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his second daughter in the nikah of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for that reason, Sahaba Ikram used to call Hazrat Usman Zunnurain, O possessor of two lights, ay do nooron wale. So this aqeedah of noor and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family being noor existed in Sahaba Ikram. That's why they used to call him Zunnurain. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is his first cousin. He was brought up by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is his son-in-law, married his most beloved daughter, Khatun Jannat Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. All these are family. Family is two types, keep in mind. Ahl-e Bayt, Sukna. These are terminologies, you must remember them. Ahl-e Bayt Sukna and Ahl-e Bayt Nasab. Ahl-e Bayt Sukna, those who live in the house, and Ahl-e Bayt Nasab, those who have relationship through blood. So they all are Ahl-e Bayt. So we believe, alhamdulillah, in the balanced way. And the balanced way is that those who are in the house of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are also Ahl-e Bayt. And those who are blood related, believing relatives, are also Ahl-e Bayt. Must love them and respect them, all of them. But Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his courage, power, his wisdom, his intelligence, his being happy with the rada of Allah, with the decision of Allah, was of a very high level. People of spirituality understand that. When he was born, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed immediately. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kissing Hazrat Imam Hussain on his face, on his neck. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes and tells him that, O beloved Rasul, there is a sad news for you, that this your beloved son is going to be martyred by your own ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became sad, and then he said, I'm pleased with the qada of Allah. I'm pleased with the decision of Allah. And he made dua for him that, O Allah, give sabr to Hussein. Now see, this is the spiritual aspect of his greatness, of his hero-ness. We believe in awliya, we believe in sufiya, we believe in these great people. You want to see the real greatness, see from Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never made dua that, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty from him. Hazrat Ali, the king of awliya, he never made dua that, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty from him. Hazrat Fatima, the Khatun Jannat, she never made dua that, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty from my son. Hazrat Imam Hassan, the brother, never did that. Even Hazrat Imam Hussain himself never made a dua that, O Allah, remove this difficulty from me. Do you ever think why is that happening? They care about everybody. They make dua for everyone. But nobody is making dua for Hazrat Imam Hussain. The reason is that they all knew that Hazrat Imam Hussain is at the station of Rada. And when a person reaches at the station of Rada, he never wills anything for himself. He destroys his will in the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So they all knew what is his status. I give you an example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when he was being put into the fire of Namrud, the people of Namrud, they made a slide and they left him from the top, and in that slide he is coming towards the fire, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes and he offers his help. Such a genuine help from Jibreel. He says, I'm here to help you. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, no, I don't need your help. Then he says, okay, if you don't need my help, you are about to reach the fire. Why don't you ask your Allah to help you? He said, no, I will not ask him too. Because he knows in which state his Khalil is. And if he wants to help me, he will help me. And if he doesn't want to help me, nobody can help me. This is maqam-e rida, when person destroys his will in the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This was the spiritual station of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew, Hazrat Ali knew, Hazrat Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha knew, Hazrat Imam Hassan knew, Hazrat Imam Hussain knew, all Ahle Bayt, all Ashab, they knew. Therefore nobody ever made dua that, oh Allah, remove this difficulty from Imam Hussain, because they all wanted Hussain to be succeeded. And he succeeded. And then the lesson that he gave to the whole ummah. You know, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the choice to make bayat and then later on go away somewhere else. You know, you are allowed to do wrong thing even to save your life in Islam. That permission is given if you are genuinely in difficulty. You know, drinking liquor is a wrong thing, isn't it? But if you are somewhere and you are dying with thirst, and it's genuine that you will die if you don't drink something, and the liquor is available, you are allowed to drink that much only that you can survive. Not more than that. If you are dying with hunger, you are somewhere and there is nothing available except haram food, you are allowed to eat that much that you can survive. So haram food is not jais, but your circumstances are such that they threat to your life. So you can do that. So there was a genuine threat to the life of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Make bayat or be killed. So was it not allowed for Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take bayat, and then later on when the danger is gone, then he would have declared that I made bayat because there was genuine fears, you know, threats on me, and I didn't really accept him as a leader. He could have done that. But he didn't do that. You know, somebody needed to set this example that when it comes to, you know, a threat to your life only, then you can take these options. But here the threat was not really to the life of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The threat was really to the deen. So this threat was not to just the body of Imam Hussain. This threat was to the deen itself. Therefore, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while knowing all these masail, keep that in mind, while knowing all these options, he chose not to take that option, but to go and give his life. Things have commercialized. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no commercial interest. His interest was to save this ummah. You know, people were sending letters from Kufa, come. And he said, I will go. Many sahaba stopped him. He didn't stop. Did you ever think what was the reason behind? Why didn't he stop? You know, one side is a ruler, he doesn't read namaz. One side is a ruler, he drinks liquor. One side is a ruler who commits adultery day and night, girls are around him, they dance, they sing for him. He started establishing so many wrong things, and he is the ruler of Muslim world. Now people are saying, "Oh, Hazrat Imam Hussain, please you come, we want to make bayat on your hand, we don't want this bad person." Now if Hazrat Imam Hussain didn't go, and on the day of judgment when the Hisab Kitab took place, the people of Kufa would have said, "It is not our fault that we made bayat on the hand of Yazid. We informed the best person at that time, and that was Hazrat Imam Hussain. We wrote to him, he received over 150 letters, but he refused." What answer Hazrat Imam Hussain would have had on that day? So according to Sharia requirement, it was the duty of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go there, even though he knew that his Shahadat time is coming. But he didn't want to be caught up on the day of judgment. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as hero, many other heroes who were with him, and they became Shaheed in Karbala. They all are heroes.
Mubarak for you.